Record of Angels. At some point, we will ask ourselves, what have I accomplished? Do I have a legacy? There are probably some bad experiences or character flaws that we hope will be forgotten. Mary Baker Eddy agrees. The human history needs to be revised and the material record expunged. Only the good should be recorded and come into mind. Divine life acknowledges man as the good that is unfolded. So, our true legacy is life manifest. How do we decipher that which should be expunged from the good that is unfolded? By learning the origin of each. Ideas are emanations from the divine mind. Thoughts proceeding from the brain or from matter are offshoots of mortal mind. Offshoots of mortal mind cannot stand the test of spirit and must not be acknowledged. St. John explains it this way: the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not. All activity founded on material belief is left out, undocumented, and forgotten. You are the temple, pure, perfect, measured, and holy. Spiritual evidence of our existence is known and recorded in heaven, spiritual consciousness, without any effort on our part. How much of that legacy is our human experience depends upon how much good is recognized as derived from spirit and proven to be so, with signs following. Jesus knew Christ better than any man, and so built his legacy with many infallible proofs of spiritual presence and power. Correspondingly, our human legacy depends on how much we recognize that spirit, mind, love is the substance of our health, intelligence, beauty, strength, agility, success, and wealth. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Too often we give credit to our material body, happenstance, or brain power for our condition, good fortune, or failure. Scripture records both the supremacy of spirit and the dismal effect of man driven by egotism, passion, and misjudgment. Truth alone knows the truth, and Christ alone must awaken mankind to his divinely natural capabilities. Man is God's activity. Discerning the truth of that statement is the basis of our legacy. Job declared, "Behold, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high." Again, whatever is right about our human experience is actually the functioning of spirit. Now, God performs all functions perfectly. If we do not see or feel that perfection, we need to improve our spiritual perception. Hungering and thirsting after a better life, we shall have it and become Christian Scientists. Jesus startled his listeners. "It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing." Jesus' words and works are remembered because of those intrepid individuals who had the foresight to write down what they had heard and witnessed. They were impelled by a power not one's own. Paul wrote, "I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." Where would civilization be today if Scripture had never been recorded? We would each have to discover the laws of harmony for ourselves through personal experience. Fortunately, the straight and narrow way has been laid out before us, and we are committed to following. As adherents of truth, we take the inspired word of the Bible as our sufficient guide to eternal life. It is the inspired word made clear by the Comforter that rejoices the heart. Are we really grateful for the good already received? Then we shall avail ourselves of the blessings we have, and thus be fitted to receive more. John was commanded to write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. How important, then, to keep a record of blessings as they are received. A testimony journal can be an invaluable aid when we face troubling times. Being reminded of holy experiences can pull us out of the pit of despair, still the angry sea, and return the body to its normal functions. Build a legacy of holiness as the good is unfolded to you. Perfect man is God's performance, and Christ awaits your recognition of that fact. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Your recognition of spirit identifies your legacy, scribed on one's heart with the point of a diamond and the pen of an angel. I here record a note from my journal, August 26, 2025. I had just completed recording the article titled "Man is Everything," and was standing in my office pondering whether this message had value. Was it accurate? Will it be heard? What would those who have gone before think of it? As I turned, a window of heaven opened, and I saw three individuals smiling at me. They were not from this time. They were certainly not mortal. They had human features, but were transparent, similar to my transfiguration experience. A beautiful sense of being acknowledged and loved swept over me. My work was approved in heaven.